AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde Super Scoreboard this Monday. Celtic have completed their fourth edition of the summer as teenage striker Callum Osman joins from Fulham. Rangers set their eyes on Brazilian midfielder Metinho and tried to keep Lille's hands off Hamza Igerman, and both Lawrence Shankland and Anne Budge look set to leave Hearts. I'm Gabriel Antoniazzi, and joining me in the studio tonight is Roger Hanna.
It's always going to be a good Monday when there's an Old Firm signing. You know you're going to get calls in this, Gabriel. Callum Osman, I have to confess I don't know too much about him, but he does seem to be reasonably highly rated. Only 18 years of age, but he's not costing you any money, really. I think a development fee Celtic might have to pay. And I wonder what this means for the long-term future of Johnny Kenny. Bolton Wanderers very keen to take him down south. I wonder if Callum Osman, for all that he is only 18 years of age, I wonder if he's a sort of number three striker, if you like, next season behind Maeda and Ida. And he's certainly done his homework. I think he was name-checking Matt O'Reilly for giving Celtic a real testimonial. So he's here, and along with Benjamin Nygren, Ross Doohan and Kieran Tierney, Brendan Rodgers getting work done early, and I think there'll probably be more to come, maybe even a couple more from Japan.
Yeah, Celtic back in pre-season at the end of last week, Roger, finally starting to get the business done, as you said, four signings in the door. Do you like what they've done so far before the start of July?
Well, I mean, we all knew Tierney was coming back. The Ross Doohan came as a bit of a surprise again, like a sort of third choice goalkeeper, and instead of Scott Bain, he's headed for Falkirk. Nygren looks a good capture. There's a kind of area you could see Brendan Rodgers was looking to improve in. I think it'll probably be Osmond in, and maybe Johnny Kenny out, as I said there. I still think there'll be another winger coming in, and there's quality in the middle of the park. There's no doubt about it. McGregor, Hatate, Engels, Bernardo, McCown. I just think numbers-wise, they're a wee bit light to go into another hefty season. I think there might be at least one midfield reinforcement, as well as Inamoto at the back, and there might even be room for Yamada up top, which would allow, an extra striker there.
Roger, we'll dive a lot deeper into that, but we know what Roger Hanna thinks. Celtic fans, we want to know what you think. You know the number, 0141-951-1025. As Roger said there, Osmond is in a four-year deal he has penned after signing from Fulham. Previous players who have come through at Craven Cottage, of course, Moussa Dembele, Matt O'Reilly, who was there developing as well. And what does it mean for the other forwards at the club going forwards? We've got Benjamin Nygren in. He's going to, you assume, start on the right-hand side. The new number eight, the Swedish international, arrived on Friday afternoon. Where would you like to see him play? Is it on that right wing? Is it on the left? Is it as a number 10? Will Nicholas Kuhn exit? We'll also hear from a Scandinavian journalist a little bit later on what to expect from. And as you said there, Roger, the club are interested in Hayato Inamura, the 23-year-old defender from Japan. Left-footed, can play in the centre of defence or on the left-hand side. It's a market that's worked before for the club. Would you like to see that again, Celtic fans? Let us know. Rangers supporters, transfer-wise for you, it's all still about Hamza Igerman. He continues to be linked with that exit. £15 million roughly seems to be the asking price for Lille. But what do you think about that? Is it enough? Is it too much? Are you worried that Lille might walk away from the deal? And we all know how important this player trading model is going to be to the club going forward. Being linked with that Brazilian midfielder Metinho today, you've had other players returning to the club, like Jose Cifuentes, other players that have been on loan as well. What do you want to see happen as we stand at the end of June, July looming, and of course that Champions League qualifier against Panathinaikos? And elsewhere, Hearts striker Lawrence Shankland reportedly set to walk away from the club, and Budge will step down as chairperson as well at the end of this year, of course, fresh from Tony Bloom's £10 million investment. And across the other side of the city, Hibs have just named their new CEO as Dan Barnett from Leicester City. So Lots going on, as ever, Roger, in Scottish football. We want to hear from you. You know the number. It's 0141 951 1025, and you can tweet us as well at Clyde SSB, and we'll read out any of the best tweets that we get in. Roger, we'll just go back then to Callum Osmond, the teenager, 4-year deal. He hasn't played for the Fulham first team, but he had 10 goals in 17 PL2 games last season, so quite fairly rated. You're expecting him to come in as that third choice striker?
I would think so. I mean, Yamara has not arrived yet, and you know, we don't know whether a deal can be concluded with Kawasaki Frontale to get him in. That's a club Rio Hitachi came from a while back, as you'll remember. He's highly rated as well. So I just think if you're getting Osmond in from Fulham, the sales pitch must have been you're going to be involved in and around the first team. If you remember at the time, Rocco Vatta left the club, Gabriel, to go to Watford, Brendan Rodgers was quite annoyed because he'd kind of eyed him in that role of being in and around the first team squad, getting a bit of action here, a bit of action there, a bit like Johnny Kenny did when he came back from Shamrock in the second half of last season. So I think Osmond will be involved, but it's certainly, there are a lot of moving parts in that attacking area for Celtic, because Nicholas Kuhn looks as if he'll be leaving the club, whether he goes back to RB Leipzig or he goes to Como. Celtic will be starting the season minus Jota. Remember, he's still recovering from that nasty ACL injury. Nygren's in, you say he'll play on the right. He's a versatile player. Mm-hmm. He could really play anywhere across that front area. I think there'll be more work to be done, and I think Brendan Rodgers will want more work to be done, even though he's already got 4 in the door before the end of June.
Well, what Brendan Rodgers had to say about Osmond when he signed, he said he has some real attributes. He's quick, powerful striker. I'm really looking forward to working with him. I'm sure he can be really successful with us. He is really highly rated and a talented young player. But there, as you're talking, Roger, about these moving parts at Celtic, if you've got a Celtic supporters cap on, is that a positive that you know that ideally the club are trying to improve, trying to get stronger, or are you concerned that perhaps it might not gel as well if you've got 3-4 new players in that forward department?
No, I wouldn't necessarily have concerns about that. To go back to the defence, I mean, Tierney will just slot in there, there'll be no problems at all. He'll just slot in at left back. Ross Doohan, he finished the season as Scotland's number one. He's coming in as Celtic's number three. So it all sounds a bit daft, but he is a safe pair of hands, which is what you want for my goalie. Nygren will be good. I think he's had an interesting career so far, but at this stage of his career, he's playing up front for Sweden with Alexander Isak. So there has to be a bit of quality there, I would suggest. You're getting, but I was going to say buying potential. You're not really buying it with this deal with Osmond. You're getting potential. I think Brendan Rodgers likes working with young players. Daniel Cummings, of course, has left to go to West Ham as well. So, I don't think Celtic fans will have any concerns at all. I think they'll just be looking forward to 2, 3, 4 more coming in before this transfer window closes.
Well, let's find out what some Celtic fans want. Let's go to the phones. We've got Barry there. Barry, are you with us?
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, Barry.
Very well, Barry. Barry, what are you making of Celtic's transfer business so far, 4 signings in this summer?
I mean, I can see the point in 3 of them in terms of Nygren, Ross Doohan, the goalkeeper, and Tierney. The youngster, fair enough, blood enough for the future. I'm not sure about the centre-back from Japan. I realise that's a bit of a head-scratcher, just considering you've still got Lager Bielka. You've still got, I think, you've got Naroski still on the books as well. So this to me feels like when Rodgers first came back, his kind of first full transfer window, we just seem to kind of stack up on players like Telios and you know, Thiago Holmes and guys like that. I just don't see how, apart from Tierney, possibly Nygren, as you said, he's got a bit of pedigree, fair enough, but I don't see the kind of positives to the kind of the first team. We've lost Kyogo, we've still not replaced him properly. I was hoping that would have been done by now, because we really do need a marquee striker, especially if you want to challenge in Europe. Wee bit disappointing that's not happened yet.
Roger, can you understand where Barry's coming from?
I don't think Inamura will see the first team next season. I think the plan might be to either loan him straight back to his club in Japan or loan him to a European league. It would be a huge leap for the lad to go from the level he's been playing at, Gabriel, right into the Celtic first team, and I think it's too big a leap. But Barry makes really good points about the Celtic central defence. Lager Bielka, I think, will go to Braga. Pogon back in Poland, working in Nawrocki. I think he'll leave as well if a deal can be done. Stephen Welsh is still contracted to the club as well. That's another player who's been there a long time. You know, and just is never really, you've never felt that he's a first pick at any stage. Dane Murray is still there as well, came back in January from Queen's Park. And that's before you look at Carter Vickers and Scales and Trusty. And I don't know whether Barry would agree. I think of all of those centre halves, you could really do with getting rid of three or four and getting someone in who's a nailed on partner for Cameron Carter Vickers.
Yeah, is that what you think, Barry? That you need to be, instead of spending a few million here and there on several different players, perhaps only 2 or 3 million, almost like we saw at the end of the window last year with Adam Eder for big money, Arne Engels for big money. Is that what you were expecting this summer?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that would have been the case. I feel as if we're just like complimenting the squad with more squad players personally, apart from Tierney and Nigel. I get Nigel and, you know, there's a bit of quality there, but I really don't, the youngster, I mean, that's just one for the future, but I really would have thought that a striker would have been our top priority. I mean, the spine of your team is so important. See if you can't get the spine of the team right, because we went through team changes with Carter Vickers. It was Trusty, and it was Scales, and it was Nawrocki for a bit. So, you know, the spine has to be settled, and I don't think that is the case at the moment. I'm just a bit disappointed that it's not been addressed yet.
What I would say, Barry, is that the only people more impatient than sports writers to get signings in the door, the only people more impatient are the supporters themselves. But there's still more than 2 months of this window to go. If you look at, you know, Celtic have got 4 signings in already. I don't think they had 4 signings in June 30th last year. A lot of the business was done very late in the window, as you'll remember, with Ida and Engels and Trusty all coming in for a lot of money. So I think the scope's still there for Celtic to spend a bit bigger towards the end of the window. And you talk about the spine, I agree with you. I think they need a centre-half next to Carter Vickers. I think they need another midfielder, because you mentioned Odin Thiago Holm, but, you know, he's gone, various other ones have gone. I'll be fascinated to see if they reignite their interest in Lennon Miller. And you talk about a replacement for Kyogo. You wonder if Shin Yamada is going to be that replacement for Kyogo.
Yeah, but Barry, just what Roger touched on there, that Celtic sometimes do that business late. We talked to the big ones last year, and remember that famous window, I think it was deadline day under Ange Postecoglou, where you got Jota, Carter Vickers and a few others in on the final day of the window. Does that, Barry, does that almost give you some respite, some reassurance that Celtic can do it late and they can do it right when they do it late?
I don't know. I mean, I'd rather just get it done. You know what?
Stress-free.
I'm sure Brendan would as well, to be honest.
I mean, I think Rodgers had to, you know, he kept saying last year, you know, I've expressed to the board what we want. And I think Peter Lowell was kind of verbally, you know, attacked outside a ground saying why he's not spending money and stuff like that. And he's having to tell supporters to calm down. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, a season ticket now is £900, you know what I mean? And we want to see what's best for the team. And to be honest, when you see, like, kind of half-hearted, you know, signings in terms of, you're not seeing the spine of the team getting built, you know? You're seeing, like, kind of the squad getting added on to with players that won't really play a big part, I don't think. I just wish they would be sooner, but I'm just like every football fan, I suppose.
Is that the difference, Barry, with this new expanded Champions League, with the league phase? We know that there's, you know, so much more money, millions-wise, coming into the club. Do you feel that, and this is what Rodgers constantly hammers home to people like myself and Roger when we go along in press conferences, he wants to progress in the Champions League. He wants them to become regulars in that knockout stage of the Champions League. Is the difference signing these big players, not squad players, players that are going to come in and elevate the first team?
Competition for places is healthy, you know, it brings out the best in everybody. You don't want to just buy youngsters just for the sake of it, to sit on the playing the B teams and sitting benches, you know what I mean? I feel as if a lot of resource goes into kind of buying players that don't really have an effect right away. I'd rather see that resource used on players that will come straight in, you know?
Just final one, Barry. If you had to sign one player, one big money player for 10, 15 million, would you want to see a striker? Would it be a centre-half? Would it be another midfielder? Where would you want your money spent, most importantly?
Definitely a striker. Definitely a striker that's played in a European league, you know, that's a top European league and is ready to go, you know. We definitely need a marksman. I think Ida's still kind of finding his feet. Mida, I just prefer out wide. So, definitely a striker for me.
Thanks, Barry. Do you understand where Barry's coming from then, with a striker, with Kyogo going? And he hasn't properly been replaced in terms of through the middle.
I do sometimes think that the Celtic board get a wee bit of stick that, you know, just because of the Celtic board, they did spend £25 million at the end of the last window. Arne Engels became the costliest player in the club's history. Then in January, they brought Jota back, among others. At the start of this window, but we are still in June, Gabriel. Mm-hmm. Kieran Tierney's come back. Now, Kieran Tierney will go in as one of the highest paid players at the football club. I don't think he's the highest paid player, but he'll go in as one of the highest paid players. So that's an investment again on a 5-year contract that will cost the club a bit of money. Negrin's come in for money. And I think there is still scope. You wonder, and I don't, you know, sitting in Celtic board meetings, you wonder if there's a little bit of caution, because unlike some previous years, Celtic aren't guaranteed this Champions League football. You know, they are going to have to get through a qualifier at some stage. So could it be the case that if there is a real blue chip signing to come in, it might be dependent on Champions League money, and supporters may have to be patient just to see if they make the Champions League?
Is that something as well that they might have to say to players? Because so often players come, they know they're going to get Champions League football, but if it's not guaranteed, they might not sign on until...
Listen, that's the thing as well. It's a far easier sales pitch if you can go and say, as you would say to Arne Engels 12 months ago before they came from Augsburg, listen, you're going to have 8 games in this Champions League. This is going to, you know, improve you, develop you. It's going to make you a better player. And it might get big teams looking at you. You know, that's an easy sales pitch. Bit less easy this summer.
Just on the addition of Callum Osman, he came in obviously this afternoon. What do you think it says, Roger, in terms of the youth players that Celtic are bringing through? We know that Johnny Kenny wasn't actually a Celtic youth product. They bought him. They brought him across. But when you see Celtic signing players from Fulham's academy, should that be from their own academy, or can you understand in the Champions League?
Not necessarily, because they brought Daniel Cummings through from their own academy, who played in the Champions League against Aston Villa and was pinched by West Ham. Rocco Vata, we mentioned 5 minutes ago, pinched by Watford. So it is difficult sometimes to keep the better players who are coming out your own academy. Rangers have seen it as well. I think they lost a player at the weekend, Archie Hutchison, who went to Newcastle United many, many years ago. They lost Billy Gilmour to Chelsea. So it's difficult for the Old Firm clubs to keep their best players away from those predators down south. And sometimes you've just got to go and pinch somebody from elsewhere, as Celtic have done today.
Well, Celtic fans, we want to hear more from you. Are you like Barry? Are you starting to get a bit concerned with the transfer business, or with 4 signings in? Are you happy with what you've done and you just need a few more, and you think that will be enough for you to go and defend your trophies next season and go deep into the Champions League once more? Rangers supporters as well, we've not heard from you yet. What do you think about Hamza Igerman? And also, we'll be hearing a bit more from Sir David Murray, of course, with his new book coming out. We'll have a little bit of audio on that later, and Roger caught up with him earlier in the week, so we'll hear from Roger what he had to chat with him about. But we'll have to play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Yeah, it was 2 wins for the pundits to round out the week. Yeah. Gordon Dalziel and Hugh Keevans both picking up victories. But do you want to be the person to take on the man to beat in this building? Roger Hannay, sitting right across from me. We know that he starts...
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
-2, if that's not enough to tempt you in, I don't know what will be. 0141 951 1025. Let's find out if anyone can beat him after these.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 01419511025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Welcome back to Super Scoreboard on Monday. Roger Hannah here with me, Gabriel Antoniatz. We've been speaking about Celtic's fourth signing of the summer, Callum Osman. The teenager has joined from Fulham on a four-year contract. So Celtic fans, we want to hear from you about Osman and also about your transfer business in general. Rangers supporters as well. It's that time of year, June turning into July, when these transfer rumours are hotting up. Pre-season is underway. You need players in, you need players out as well. But of course, we've got to play Beat the Pundit.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, so Roger, you are still on minus two. You're not happy about that, are you?
My happiness doesn't seem to worry anyone here.
You know that producer John wants to put you down to minus three for the season.
Yeah. I'll say one thing to producer John. Falkirk 2, Edinburgh City 3.
He was raging when I walked in earlier today. Right, Roger on minus two is still 1-2 from two, and he has the highest points difference of anyone in this summer league, as we're calling it, with plus 12.
Keep that to yourself.
Plus 12. Right, we do have a caller on, Kieran East Kilbride. Kieran, are you there?
How's it going, guys? You okay?
Hi, Kieran.
How you doing, Kieran? Have you played before?
I have, yeah. I played twice. Lost to Jim Duffy and then bet Mark Wilson historically in the extra question.
Oh, nothing beats a tiebreaker winner.
I do like them. Don't win one tonight, but I do like them.
Do you fancy your chances, Kieran, of taking on Roger Hannah?
Well, I know Roger's boy, Mark, so, you know, it's all about bragging rights if I win this one.
Oh, goodness me. Wait till I tell him this.
Right, OK, what we'll do is we'll put some greatest hits in Roger's ear. OK, Roger. And Kieran, you've played twice before, so I assume you know all of the rules. You have 30 seconds. Answer as many as you can. You can pass as well. You good with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, mate. Best of luck. Here we go. Question one. How many goals has Benjamin Nygren scored for Sweden? Two or four?
Two.
Which Italian side has been linked with Scotland international Max Johnson?
Bologna.
Rangers reportedly played which Welsh club in a closed-door friendly at the weekend?
New Saints.
True or false? Singer Lana Del Rey is the niece of Alex Ray.
False.
Who won the under-21 Euros on Saturday?
England.
Which Glastonbury headliner act featured Celtic strips?
Rod Stewart.
Vladimir Romanov was the owner of which club in Scotland?
Dundee United.
How many Lions were on the Scotland badge?
Two.
Ooh, okay. Roger, can we bring you back in?
I'm going to have to phone Ken Bruce. That's 2 weeks running, that music's murder.
What was it?
Some slow, depressing thing again, Gabriel.
What was it? That's what Gordon DL always likes, those ones.
Oh,
no. Singing along to
he's
it.
He's welcome to that.
Right, Roger, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. How many goals has Benjamin Nygren scored for Sweden? Two or four?
Two.
Which Italian side has been linked with Scotland international Max Johnson?
Oh, Napoli.
Rangers reportedly played which Welsh club in a closed-door friendly at the weekend?
New Saints.
True or false? Singer Lana Del Rey is the niece of Alex Ray.
False.
Who won England, the under-21 Euros?
England.
Which Glastonbury headliners act featured Celtic strips?
Rod Stewart.
Vladimir Romanov was the owner of which club?
Hearts.
How many Lions were on the Scotland badge?
Three.
Who is Rangers' record signing?
Tori Andre Flo.
Okay.
They were tougher tonight.
Oh, weren't they?
Oh.
I thought I gave you one answer as well.
You actually did, but we'll say no more about it.
Right, okay. Kieran, what did you think of that? How's that going to go?
My mind went a blank on Scotland. I think if I got that, it would have went to a tiebreaker.
Listen, my mind went a blank. Don't worry about that, Kieran.
Right,
it was a good question.
Yeah, this is going to be tight. I really like the questions this evening. Let's go through them, okay? Question one, how many goals has Benjamin Nygren scored for Sweden? Two or four? You both went for two, which is correct. He only has four caps. Which Italian side has been linked with Scotland international Max Johnson? Kieran, what did you go for?
Bologna.
Bologna is incorrect. It's Napoli, which is correct for Roger. Takes a little lead there. Rangers reportedly played which Welsh club in a closed-door friendly at the weekend? Roger, you said?
The New Saints.
Correct. Both of you got that right. So Roger maintains his lead. True or false? This one made me giggle when I got asked by producer Jay earlier. Singer Lana Del Rey is the niece of Alex Ray. That is, of course, false. Although they do look quite similar.
Ha!
4-3 lead. Who won the under-21 Euros, which I inadvertently almost gave to Roger. Both of you got England. Of course, England did beat Germany at the weekend. So Roger maintains his one-point lead. Rod Stewart, of course, was Glastonbury's headliner with the Celtic strips. Don't know if you saw that That was something else, but maybe expected if you know Rod Stewart. Vladimir Romanov was the owner of which club? What did you go for there, Kieran?
Dundee United.
Roger?
Hearts.
Hearts, of course, is the correct answer, which means Roger takes that two-point lead. Of course,
back level.
So, back level after the handicap. Back level. How many Lions are on the Scotland badge? You went for one. Kieran, sorry, how many did you go for, actually?
I went for two, but if you want to say one, I'll take your answer of one.
I thought you went for one, but I remember you went for two. And Roger, you went for...
I said three.
You went for three. The answer is one.
Oh, no.
So both of you got that. That was the one, Kieran. That was the one.
Yeah, it was.
And Roger, we know he's rapid. He gets through them quickly, so he got that extra question. Who is Rangers' record signing? Torre André Flo is correct. Roger Hannah wins it by one with the handicap. Kieran,
that was good.
Yeah, no, it was good. You should have started on minus three. I'm all with the producer shout there.
That will save me from a slagging when I get in the house tonight.
Yeah, unfortunately, I feel like I'll get it off Mark now.
Kieran, brilliant. Thank you very much for joining us. Just before you go, you are a Celtic fan, is that correct?
Yeah, it is.
What were your thoughts on today's business, transfer-wise?
It's always good to sort of invest in the youth, sure. The way I look at it is we can't get sort of young players for the youth. They all want to go down south then. If the ones down south want to come up here, I think it's a great bit of business. The lost obviously Cummins to West Ham, so you get a striker out of his portfolio sort of coming up for the Film Academy. And, I think they've done very well in the Film Academy before with Roberts, O'Reilly, Dembele, of course. So hopefully he follows in their footsteps.
What do you make of your business in general, Kieran, this summer? You're happy with how many you've gotten at Ford? Do you need many more? What do you think?
It's still fairly early. I do believe we need more. I need to kind of reinforce the centre mid. I feel like if Hattati goes down or McGregor goes down, then we are kind of a little bit light, especially on the sort of reinforcements. But I would say it's really panic stations. I still think there's a bit of leeway in between us and Rangers in second, but we obviously try and maintain the sort of dominance that we've had over the past few years. It will require sort of a little more signings.
Brilliant, Kieran. Thank you very much for your call. Unfortunately, another win for Roger Hannah. So no sign ball. Roger, that was tight.
It was too close to comfort. Too close for comfort. Well done, Kieran. That was good.
Yeah, maybe it means that you won't be getting minus three anytime soon. I think minus two is a sweet spot, genuinely.
Maybe.
I think it's a sweet spot. Right, let's stay on the phones. David is in Motherwell. You're a Celtic fan. David, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. Gabriel, doing a good job, Gabriel, by the way. And Roger, how you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, thank you very much, David. I promise he's not a plant and I've got to phone in. David, we've been talking about signings all day for Celtic, but understand there's one signing you want more than any.
Without doubt. Brendan Rodgers. I think I'm uneasy going into the season with Brendan obviously saying like I'll be staying next season, etc. But with that uncertainty of this could be his last season, I can't think of another manager who's announced that they're leaving. I know Brendan hasn't, but if he doesn't sign by the end of this window, I would assume that he's leaving. I might be wrong in that, but you think back in time, there's not many managers that when you know they're leaving, that they win the league. Maybe with the exception of Alex Ferguson, but I just think that there might be a wee bit of a Mexican standoff with the board, and Brendan wants to see the evidence the board backing his idea of where the club's going forward, and you've obviously got the board. I want it to be signed maybe before they do that. So it's just awkward just now. And I think that maybe a 1 year rolling contract could protect everybody. Do you know what I mean? If Brendan does plan on Pastures new at the end of the season, then signing a 1 year extension won't change that. Do you know what I mean? You'd be able to obviously get money for him as well. But I mean, if I was a young player wanting to come and use Celtic as the next stage of my career, I would want to know who the manager was going to be for the foreseeable future. And I just think that for every day that goes by and I don't see Brendan extending his contract, whatever, it just doesn't make me feel good.
I know exactly what you mean, David. There's only one person who will know what's going to happen, and that's Brendan Rodgers. When Ange left to go to Tottenham, I actually didn't think Brendan would come back. He hadn't long left Leicester, He seemed to be enjoying a little break from the game, and Dermot Desmond just took the thing by the scruff of the neck and convinced him to come back to Celtic. So, you know, you say the board will be getting edgy. This is something that will be decided between two men. It'll be decided between Brendan Rodgers and Dermot Desmond. It's as simple as that. And I know what you mean about the uncertainty. The longer it gets on, the less certainty there will be. The more phone calls we'll get in this show, making the same point that you're making tonight, David. It's not something that happens very often. If managers are successful, they get big long contracts. If managers aren't successful, they get sacked. So it's very unusual for a manager who's been as successful as Brendan to get into the last 12 months of his deal, and we have this kind of uncertainty. The player aspect, you're mentioning players there. I'm not sure players are that bothered about who the manager is. The first thing the player will ask is, will I play? And the second thing they ask is, how much money am I getting? And it might not even be in that order. So players coming in this summer, you know, the likes of Benjamin Nigrin and the like, delighted to sign for Brendan Rodgers, but you know, they probably haven't even asked how long Brendan Rodgers' contract is. This will be decided by Brendan and by Dermot. And I think Celtic supporters like yourself would all agree they would like to, you know, they would like it sorted ASAP.
Would you like to know, David, that if he's staying or not, do you think that would help? Would that provide clarity? Or if he was to go at the end of the season, would you rather he didn't say anything until the end of May? Ideally, from a Celtic perspective.
I'd rather he didn't say anything. One thing that does give me a bit of confidence is the fact that Kieran Tierney has signed. I know you were saying, Roger, there about other players won't care, but maybe the fact that Kieran Tierney signed a long-term deal was an indication that Brendan might be there longer than this season. But yeah, I mean, the bit of business that we've done with Callum Osmond and Benjamin Nigrin, when you think about it, I mean, if Callum Osmond was signing for an English club, you'd be looking at the best part of 5 or 6 million for him. And Nigrin as well, if he hadn't got into the last 6 months, his deal, again, it'd probably be a similar fee. So the business we've done, although it seems quite low transfer value, it's very, very good scouting. So maybe Paul Tisdale has been effective in the background. But yeah, I just would like Brendan to sign on the dotted line.
And, you know, if it puts anybody's mind at ease, if, for argument's sake, this is to be Brendan's final season as Celtic manager, until the last minute of the last hour, Brendan will give 100% for Celtic. And I don't just mean for this season. You know, he will be buying players. There's Tierney in a 5-year deal. I think Nigrin got a 5-year deal as well. Yep. Osmond's in a 4-year deal. So he's trying to sort of future-proof Celtic, if you like, even if he's not going to be there. But it's going to be a really, really interesting season just to see how the season goes and how long this takes to play out.
Do we think, in terms of Rodgers, with the way that he left last time to go down to Leicester, the way that Celtic fans reacted, him coming back, the first thing he said was, I will be here for my contract. I will be here for my contract. So do you think that's then playing into his mind, where if he doesn't know if he's going to be here, let's say, for another 2-3 years, do you think he might be waiting until the end of this contract, see what's on offer, and then commit again? Or how do you think it plays?
I genuinely don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think which one of the managers it was many years ago who said 2 years in Glasgow's 4 years anywhere else. Brendan will have done 6 years in Glasgow by the end of this forthcoming season. He might think he's ready for a break again. He might, you know, just want to take a year out and then look at something completely different. I've always had in the back of my mind that, you know, Brendan Rodgers at some stage in his career would manage in Spain. You know, he speaks Spanish, he's got property over there. It just sort of made sense. And he's also the type of guy who likes to go and test himself in different environments, if you know what I mean, Gab. So it wouldn't surprise me if this was Brendan's last season. But equally, wouldn't surprise me if Dermot Desmond got him in a room and they emerged and he signed for another 3 years.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see with that one. One final question, David, linking it to the transfers. We saw last time when Rodgers was here in his first tenure that perhaps some of the transfers that happened at the end he wasn't too happy with. Of course, all managers want to spend more money. Do you feel that if Celtic do spend more money, big signings like the Arne Engels and the Adam Eder last window, if you're spending double figures on players, might that convince Brendan to stay a bit more from a fan's perspective? What do you think?
Yeah, I do think so. And you asked the last caller what his ideal sign would be. Mine is in pre-season training at Motherwell just now. I think that, and I don't think he'll sign for Celtic. I think he's maybe got his mind set on abroad. But if I was Brendan and Dermot, I'd be trying heaven and earth to get Lennon Miller in again to future-proof, because obviously McGregor, being 32, he's obviously got plenty of years left. But Lennon Miller, I think it would just be some signing for Celtic for the future, his age and the talent he's got.
You agree with that, Roger?
Oh, definitely agree with that. I think, you know, Celtic get a tickle in January. He's remained at Motherwell. If you listen to James Bertel, a school, the new Motherwell manager, when he was asked about Lennon Miller, I think he knows he's never going to see Lennon Miller playing a competitive game for Motherwell. He'll go somewhere, I think. It's interesting to hear his dad, Lee, talking about the possibility of him going overseas, you know, following that path of an Aaron Hickey, a Josh Doig, a Lewis Ferguson, you know, Gilmour, players like that, that kind of option in his career. But, you know, if Celtic were first to the table and paid Motherwell £4.5 million and offered Lennon Miller the appropriate salary, very difficult to turn down.
More than that, Roger.
In terms of his fee?
Oh, I think so.
You know something, I discussed this off-air with Gavs before the show started. It's not a case, for me, correct me if I'm wrong, for me, it's not a case of what Lennon Miller is worth. It's a case of reaching a fee that Motherwell can't turn down. You know what I mean? You know,
I think things moving on for David Turnbull, seeing a million. Lennon Miller's in a different world.
I agree with that.
Nice. £7 million for me, and just go and pay it.
My friend Brian Caldwell, the chief executive of Motherwell, must be employing you.
look what happened when Scott Brown signed £4 million at the time.
You can be 10 years
out of player with captain.
100%. 100%.
Be worth it.
Brother David, thank you very much for your call. We're going to have to go to a break now, but we want more after. Would you like to see Lennon Miller at Celtic or Rangers? You might be a Rangers supporter, Ibrox season ticket holder. You want to see Lennon Miller wearing blue next season. Or maybe you're a Motherwell fan. You don't want Lennon Miller to go at all. You think he's worth 10 million. Get your calls in now. You know, 0141 951 1025 is the number you need. We'll be back after these.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Roger Hannah here with me, Gabriel Antoniadze. So we've been talking Celtic. They've made their fourth signing of the summer in the shape of Callum Osman, 19-year-old striker from Fulham, signed a four-year deal. They also brought in Benjamin Nygren, the Sweden international. That was on Friday evening. We didn't even get much time to discuss it on the show because of how busy it was. But we know that four Sweden caps and two goals in 2025, 16 goals last season as the captain of Nordjylland in Denmark. Let's hear from someone who watched him very closely throughout the leagues. Danish football expert Mads Glenn Velast. I caught up with him earlier.
He's attacking and he's at the left side, and he could also play a central attacker. So he's fast and dangerous player, and he's a very, very clever player, and he has developed very, very good the last year in Denmark, where he also were a captain at the FC Nordsjælland. It will be a good step. He go to a club where he play in Champions League. And he will be on a higher level, so it will be a good step for him when he come from Danish league. Danish league is a developing league. That then he can go to Scotland probably now, and when he play in Scotland in 2 years, he can go to a bigger league, maybe one club in the top five league. And I think he have potential to play at the highest level in a top five league in 1-2 years. Yes, that could be a very, very good deal for Celtic. As I told you, that if he go in 1 or 2 years to pick a pub, then Celtic can make a good deal. So it could be a very, very good deal for the Celtic. If you play on a team like Celtic, you have a good chance to have a success, because they had the ball much, and they are winning much game. So the big chance to make success at a club like Celtic.
Well, thank you to Danish football expert Mads Glenn for last, who we caught up with earlier just there on Benjamin Nigren. Roger, just quickly, do you agree with what we've heard there? First of all, in terms of his ability, that he could be coming as a starter and then perhaps move on in this model in a year or two's time, and then also in his versatility. Is that what you've seen from him?
Yeah, he can certainly play right across that front three, if you like, even behind a striker. I know Celtic don't really play with number 10s, Gabs, but you know, he could if they wanted to. That's the player trading model. You know, he was down to the last 6 months of his deal at Norgeland. That's why he's so relatively inexpensive, just under £2 million. And Celtic could, you know, make a quick turnaround on him, like they're about to do with Nicholas Kuhn. I think, you know, if he goes for 15 million back to the continent, you know, Celtic fans will miss him. But that's what it's all about, getting these guys in for relatively low fees, developing them over 2 or 3 years, and then selling them for much, much bigger fees. So, you know, Nygren's not in the door. Danish journalists are selling him already. But I think Celtic fans will be pleasantly surprised by what they're getting.
Yeah, we'll just have to wait and see. But he is in the door, as is Callum Osmond. And we're going to go back to the phones now. Another Celtic fan, Kenny in Yoker. Kenny, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Hi, Kenny.
Very well, thank you. Kenny, just firstly, on the transfer business Celtic have done, what have you made of that, especially today's news?
If I'm honest, I think it's a bit, I just think it's a bit underwhelming at this stage. However, I do agree with Roger what he said earlier on about getting by the qualifier. I think that's a big sticking point in order to attract players. But most importantly, I think Celtic's board, they've always been the same, thinking about, you know, the money, what can be brought in first before they spend, which, again, has put us in good stead. You know, through the years and getting money in the bank, so you can't really blame them for that. But I think knowing Celtic and knowing the board, that's what they were doing before that marquee signing that we're talking about. But if you think about it as well, Celtic don't normally, well, there's been a few, but they don't normally do marquee signings. It's normally, you know, get them in young and then, as you said already in the show, develop and then sell on. But I think Brendan will have a lot to play, obviously, if we get that marquee signing, which I'm hoping for. And I think it will be after the qualifiers, as you have quite rightly said.
Well, Kenny, what are your thoughts on Brendan in general? We just had a really interesting chat with a caller earlier. What do you think Roger stands going into this final year of his contract?
Personally, I think he's away. I think he's away. I think Celtic are being very, very careful, and as Brendan, of how the whole Brendan departing is played out. I think they've been very, very careful. They don't want a repeat of what happened the last time. So I think Celtic fans will look at it the same way. Brendan is kind of done if he doesn't, because if he does sign on an extra year, or if he signs on an extra 2 years, and then an offer does come in that's too big to turn down, and it goes away again, then it's just history repeating itself, and then he'll be hated again, and, you know, that would be it for what Celtic fans think of Brendan Rodgers. So I think it's getting very well managed, and I think he will be away after his last season. I think if you look at it, he gave Celtic a lot of notice, Celtic fans a lot of notice, and how long he was going to be here. It has had the sound bites about how he's going to be there for three seasons, whatever way you want to look at it. So he's given very much prior notice. And I think going to the last season, at the end of the day, Brendan likes the cameras. So if it was going to the last season, he would have told us by now if he was staying on, in my opinion.
I genuinely don't know. I mean, it's a real conundrum. He promised at the time he would do 3 years. He will do 3 years. He will see out this season. There's no question about it. Yep. He's now into his 50s. He's not a young coach anymore. He will be the master of his own destiny, I think. And it really just does, you know, a lot of it is down now to how he feels about his career and about his life. He's achieved great things at Celtic in two spells. He has won every domestic honour multiple times. He took Celtic to a new level in the Champions League. You know, this team hadn't been at last season, and he looked to do the same again this season. But it is a stressful job managing Celtic. He's admitted that himself. And eventually, I think everyone would need a break from it. So only he will know his own mind. I think it'll be something that's kept very tight between him and Dermot as the season goes on. And they'll only announce the intention once they know how it's going to be. And listen, we're sitting here, maybe Brendan doesn't know just now. You know, maybe it's going to take him to get back, get into the swing of things for another season, see how the season goes, and then make a call on it at some time that he's comfortable with making the call on it.
Kenny, just very quickly before we go, do you think that uncertainty can affect Celtic season in a negative or a positive way?
I don't think it's going to be negative. I think I actually disagree. I think the players might already know. I know that's kind of out there, but I think if he is leaving, I think the players will already know, because I think it's a bit of reverse psychology, because of how close the players are to Brendan Rodgers and vice versa. I think if he was to admit that this is the last season, it could go a long way for Celtic players playing out the season for him, because they know it's his last. So I think it could actually be positive. Just quickly, I also think that, listen, if Brendan Rodgers comes out and says, listen, I'm leaving at the end of the season, good luck to the man, you're a legend, thank you very much. I just hit the fear, as they say, regarding of what happened the last time, because I don't want his reputation with Celtic and the family to be tarnished by again leaving the way he did the last time.
Brilliant, Kenny. Thank you so much for that call. That's all we've got time for today. Thank you to Rog Hanna in the studio, and thank you for all of the calls. Thank you for listening at home, and thank you for watching on the live stream as well. Andrew McLean will be back tomorrow with Gordon DL, and up next, it's Callum Gallagher.